So the Joseph Pulitzer fortune came from the newspaper business. And 95 years ago, when the very first Pulitzer Prizes for journalism were awarded, they went to newspapers. It was a newspaper business back then, and it still is a business today, but very, very different. Journalism exists on so many different platforms. And even within the news business that we would regard as text mostly, it's migrated away from paper to many, many different dimensions. Joining us now is Sig Gisler. Gisler has been the Pulitzer Prize administrator since 2002, also a journalism professor at Columbia University. Professor, first of all, congratulations. Another round of Pulitzers awarded.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, we sprinkled a lot of wonderful fairy dust on recipients yesterday.
Let me tell you about an interesting reaction I got when I noted that you gave a news Pulitzer to the Huffington Post. First of all, was that a hard decision?
I don't characterize it as a hard decision. The entry met the high standards for original reporting that we have, and thus the award was made.
A couple of journalists said to me, oh my gosh, they're giving awards to an outlet that doesn't pay journalists for content.
Well, it pays the journalists that produce the winning stories. They've expanded their operation to have shoe leather reporters out there actually running down stories, and I think this was exemplified by the prize that was given yesterday.
Your award to the Seattle Times really emphasizes the use, in concert of the newspaper, the social media dimensions, all of these sort of things working together to cover a breaking story. Describe how you evaluated the Seattle Times.
It wasn't the Seattle Times. I think it was the Tuscaloosa News that was covering a tornado. And they used a variety of social media to rigorously cover the disaster in the early hours. It represents the way we've changed the emphasis in breaking news to real-time reporting, which means things like Twitter feeds, a Facebook use and other social media.
And you made that point on the Seattle Times story about the shooting of those four police officers, where you did talk very specifically about breaking news being a component of social media.
That was a couple of years ago.
I see. It was in 2010.
Right.
Where do you think this heads? Do you think those will be essential components for anyone to be eligible for a Pulitzer Prize going forward?
Well, what we've made is an evolutionary embrace of electronic journalism. Since 2009, we've allowed online-only sites into the competition, and then we subsequently allowed a full range of multimedia and digital tools in our competition. So we're getting stuff on all platforms representing what's going on in the business as a whole. And this is going to go forward. Seven of our winning entries this year had significant multimedia components in them. The bulk of what we're getting is still text stories, but they're enhanced by this multimedia capability.
Well, congratulations to both you and also the winners, the Huffington Post and Politico, among many others. Sig Gisler is the Pulitzer Prize administrator since 2002, also a journalism professor at Columbia University. Sig, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.